Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So Rocky says it's not a hate thing. She's just not a very talkative person. Tessa says she's heard Brianna say the words, "I hate Tessa." Rocky says she's having lunch with her tomorrow, and Tessa just like silently nods and goes,
She's like, whatever. I'm not even going to go there. And Rocky's like, I'm having lunch with her tomorrow.
Like, got anything else to tell me? Like, yeah, you guys going on vacation together? Come on.
Hello, and welcome back to a new episode of Millennial TV. We are your hosts, Liz, Candace, and Adrian, and I can't believe it, but today we will be recapping the final episode of Laguna Beach, Season 3, See You in a Decade. I can't believe how quickly we made it to the end of the season, to the end of all of the seasons, so it's a big deal. Since this is a big finale, we decided to make this a video episode also. So if you're listening and you'd like to see us and clips from the show as we recap the episode, you can check it out on YouTube at Millennial TV Podcast. And if you aren't already following us on social media, just a reminder that you can find us on Instagram, Reddit, and Facebook at Millennial TV. So normally before we get into the episode recap, we'll do like a special intro where we talk about something like pop culture or personal things. But since this finale was 45 minutes long, we've decided to just jump right into the episode recap to make sure we have time to cover everything. So are we ready to start the last episode of Laguna Beach?
I can't believe it that we're here, but yes, like that's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Liz, I just noticed you're wearing a Laguna Beach sweater. Oh my goodness.
I had no idea what to wear tonight because I had no clue. So yeah, this is my, I got my sweatshirt from Surf and Sport here. And
oh
so,
nice. My goodness. I love it.
I like to buy my sweatshirts like three sizes too big. So I'm like swimming in it, but also like I had to wear it.
It's such a pretty color on you.
Laguna Surf and Sport.
All right, so in the previously on, Tessa says this year went by super fast, and we get a little montage of moments from the season. We see Tessa walking into her surprise party, the Valentine's dinner at Tyler's house, promposals, and Tessa says she can't believe how much she and Rocky went through together, and that Kendra and her friends were mean to them every chance they got. We get a short little snippet of the meow, 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 scene.
I love that that's the scene they picked.
Yeah. Yes. Tessa says Brianna tried to get Rocky to be her best friend again, and then we got the infamous "I didn't do anything wrong" clip there. Tessa then says, "But Rocky didn't listen to me and she got hurt." Tessa says she had a lot of fun hanging out with the popular boys, first Cameron and then Derek, but she never found true love, probably because she compared everyone to Chase. Too bad his first love was music. And now that the band was signed, she was worried that she'd lose him forever. Rocky and Alex definitely had their ups and downs, but after prom, they were back together and totally in love. Now the seniors were about to graduate, and that meant a lot of her friends would soon be leaving Laguna for good. So this is it was a good little recap. I liked it.
But also like it just reinforced for me that literally nothing happens this season.
Yes. Yeah, that is so true.
I was like, literally nothing happened the whole time.
I know. Well, and I thought it was weird that they had Tessa say all that stuff about Chase of like confirming that she likes him like that. But yeah, we never got any scenes of her talking to anyone about like, oh, like I
it's
wanna
so fabricated, like, you know, this whole relationship.
I hate it.
So weird.
It wasn't real.
Yeah, exactly.
But I did laugh when she's like, I had a lot of fun hanging out with the popular boys.
I know.
I was like, I mean, you certainly did get around this season, but.
Yeah.
Which was an awkward thing to say.
Seriously.
Also, it was very Kendra and Cammy, like, heavy in the first half. Mm-hmm. And then the last half, I felt like it was just, like, Tessa and Rocky. Yeah. Mainly Rocky.
Mainly Rocky and Alex. No storyline.
I am shocked that we don't see the return of Tyler.
I know.
What happened to him?
Where did he go?
He was stuck in Mexico. Yeah. He never got home. Like,
again, there's no storyline. Like, nothing happens. Like, things happen and then they just into the air.
Yeah. So in our opening scene, we are with Tessa and Rocky at Rocky's house, and Rocky is talking about how she can't believe Alex is graduating. She bought Alex an iPod as a graduation gift and is talking about how she acted like she had wanted to get a new iPod so she could get him to tell her what kind that he would want. And he says that he'd want an iPod Nano so he could run with it, and that's what she got for him.
My heart. An iPod Nano. I had an iPod Nano.
Were those the, like, little teeny tiny ones?
Little. Okay, super, super small ones.
That was, like, shuffle, what color, right?
Yeah, that was the shuffle. Okay. I had a white one, and it was, like, I don't know, like, this big.
They were, like, really skinny, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I had a blue one. Yeah.
Wait, is it skinny and small?
It's, like, no, it's, like, long.
I think it was skinny and, this, I want to say. Yeah.
Did it have a screen?
Yeah. Yes. A little one.
Oh, the little one is the shuffle?
Shuffle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
But my iPod Nano was stolen out of my backpack in high school. And I was devastated because we weren't rich and those things were expensive.
Yeah.
And expensive. It was like the beginning of the year and I couldn't get, my parents were like, I'm so sorry, we can't get you another one until Christmas. And I was devastated because I was obsessed with it.
Gosh.
And but then I got over it because I got a pink one. Christmas because they had come out with the pink ones by then. So I was stoked about that. And I did get another one for Christmas. But that was the first time that I'd ever had anything like stolen from me. Mm-hmm. And so I was like that's a heartbreaking moment, especially when it's like something you really cared about. Because that was my thing. I was always listening to music. So that was rough. So the little iPod Nano montage like brought me back. I was like, yes, Alex, get the Nano.
Yes.
How about you, Liz?
I had an iPod Nano too. I had a blue one. It was like shiny, light, not light blue, like a medium blue.
That makes sense. I just pulled it up on Google. Uh-huh. I also had an iPod Nano. Yeah. Apparently, I forgot what it was called. I had the silver one. And then I think my sister had the classic or one that you could watch videos on, which I'm pretty sure I put like High School Musical 3 on and watched a movie on that tiny little screen.
Oh my gosh.
Which now I'm like, I would never do that now. Yeah, but no. It's so funny.
I remember watching music videos on my friend's iPod video thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's funny now that she's like, oh, I want to get this for him to go running. Mm-hmm. Whereas now our phones have actually gotten bigger. Mm-hmm. And like we run with those, you know, it's not like we're looking to run with smaller, devices.
Absolutely crazy to me is that we used to take our iPods and our phones with us everywhere. Nowadays, everything's in your phone. You don't need to take everything. And I just remember always like, gotta get my iPod, gotta get my phone, like going to like college, like. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was in high school. I was too scared to like bring it around because I was like, I don't want it to get stolen. Like, I don't want people to take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had, before the iPods were a thing, my CD player that I would carry around everywhere with like my album of CDs.
Yes.
So
my gosh,
when I got the iPod, especially in the car, it was like a game changer. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have to like
carry 90 CD CDs. Out. And, I know.
Yeah. So that's crazy.
I know. Oh man, CD players. I forget like how much things have like changed in just my lifetime until I really think about it. And like, when I was in elementary school, I used to carry, it was my dad's CD like Walkman thing. And
yeah.
I would bring like 3 or 4 CDs with me. Mm-hmm. wow. And then you used to actually listen to full albums because that was like the only way you could listen to the one song.
Yeah, you couldn't, like, switch around and stuff. You just had to buy the whole CD and listen to it. Yeah.
Wow.
You'd also listen to the same songs again, again, and again. I remember having them on road trips, and I'm like, I didn't bring CDs to swap, so I was literally just listening to Christina Aguilera for, like, 3 or 4 hours.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours.
Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I remember when Mariah Carey's We Belong Together came out. And I don't know, I must have been feeling some type of way, but I was obsessed with it. And I had it on a burned CD that my friend made me. And I would just replay that song on repeat. And my mom, I will never forget it. We were in the car one day and I had hit repeat for like the sixth time. And she looked at me and she was like, if you play that song one more time, I'm throwing the CD out the window. And I was like, what? It's Mariah Carey. It's so good. And now I listen to that song and I'm like, what was my obsession? It's not that good.
So Tessa talks about how they're going to get to see everyone graduate and says that she thinks senior year, all of their class will come together and have as much fun as they did. Rocky says she hopes so, but then turns the conversation back to Alex. And she thinks it's so weird that he's graduating and is worried because they just got back together and now he's going to go away again. And she says, oh, great. See you what? Christmas break? Is that the first time? And then Tessa just kind of gave her this like annoying look.
I know. Okay. Again, I was going to be me hating on Tessa, but like Rocky's like, oh, I need help. I'm sad. Like, give me advice. And then Tessa just stares at her.
She was like so annoyed with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tessa had some bitch vibes this episode.
She really did.
She did. I was like, oh my God, somebody's done with filming.
Yeah, for real. Rocky's hair was so good in this scene, though. She had like the big side braid and she had like the scarf headband. I thought she looked really cute.
She did look really cute.
In our opening scene, we are at Alta Laguna Park. This park is featured in the show quite a bit, but I think the most memorable moment is when Dieter asked Jessica to prom in season one. So just a little note, if you haven't checked it out, the travel vlog that I made, this is one of the spots that we visited, and you can find it on our YouTube channel if you want to see how the park looks now. It looks exactly the same, so it's pretty cool. At the park, Cammy and Kendra are playing tennis. They are goofing around and Kendra runs into the side of the net with her tennis racket and she like falls and it looks like she hit her back pretty hard. But Cammy is just like, can't stop laughing as Kendra is lying on the ground, like yelling like, oh, and Cammy jokes that now she probably can't have kids anymore.
So are you guys the type of person that like hysterically laughs when your friends fall? Because I cannot hold it in my body. Like, I think it's the fun. And, like, I feel bad, but I legitimately think it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And, I tell this story all the time to people because it was, like, hilarious. But there was one time where Kelsey, another friend of ours, and I, we were running back into her house after we picked up takeout. We were, like, 16, 17. And as we were running, my one friend tripped and, like, took Kelsey down with her, but, and then, like, the burrito flew out of her hand and hit the back of Kelsey's leg, and I was, like, crying because I was in back of them, so I saw the whole thing happen, and I'm, like, this is going to be in my mind for the rest of my life whenever I'm sad, like.
And now you have it to draw upon anytime you're sad.
It's so funny, and, yeah, I can't help, and I feel so mean, but sometimes I will, like, watch compilation videos of people falling.
Yeah,
like fail videos on YouTube.
Yeah. It's so funny, like it never ceases to make me laugh.
I always like look, and if it's like serious then I'll tend to them, but if it's not that serious I laugh, and it's always my boyfriend who gets the brunt of it. He'll like pick something up and slam his head and then I'll laugh hysterically and he's like, why are you laughing? Why does this bring you so much joy? I'm like, it's just so funny. I'm like, I know you're fine, so I'm just going to keep laughing here.
It is so funny. Like, I laugh at me when I fall. Like, please laugh at me. Like, it's funny. I will also be laughing at myself while I'm on the ground. Like, it is so funny. Tell us if you guys like to laugh at your friends when they fall.
Cammy and Kendra are dressed so cute in the scene, though. Like, yes, their little tennis outfits, black and white. So cute.
Cammy's headband in particular I really loved. It was really cute. It was, like, gold chain or something. It was really cute. It looked really good on her. And then I loved Kendra's whole little tennis outfit.
I wonder why they played tennis. It's, like, MTV, like, they ran out of things to do, you know? And MTV's like, go play some tennis. Because it's kind of clear they don't play. Like, yeah. I think they hit like five times and then they
went
home. But
then why would Kendra have a whole tennis outfit?
I think it's like a great excuse to go out and buy a cute outfit.
It looks like they were at like a country club that you need like admission to.
They weren't.
Oh.
I think they were at the park.
Tennis court.
Yeah. We literally just talked about that.
So they sit down on a bench and go over the plan for graduation night. Kendra says she needs to take pictures of all the boys, and she says that there's no more graduation plans other than, like, crying. She says Cameron is having a barbecue at his house, and Cammie asks, what barbecue? And Kendra says they're having a big barbecue at the end of the year for all the boys. Then they randomly played rock, paper, scissors, and Cammie wins, and they start walking out of the park, and Cammie tells Kendra that her falling was the funniest thing she's ever seen in her whole entire life.
Yeah, and Kendra, like, smacks her so hard. Yeah. And I just love their friendship. Like, it's real, real.
So real.
We said that so many times, mm-hmm. but they're so cute together.
That's, like, the one friendship that you know is just legit.
Yeah.
Yes. Next, we are with Cameron and Nick W. at Dan Taylor's surf shop. They go in and check out some sick surfboards, and Cameron talks about how Nick is done with school. Nick talks about how weird it felt walking out of the school for the last time and getting in the car and driving away as a student. And Cameron asks what's next on his agenda, and Nick says, graduation night. Cameron says he needs Nick to get him some childhood pictures for the slideshow that he and Kendra are making. Cameron says he's bummed and wishes that he was graduating too, but Nick tells him he'll now have free rein at the school next year. Nick says he's got a lot of cool kids in his class, and Cameron kind of laughs and says, I don't know, I'm just bummed though, it sucks.
I noticed that Cameron is starting to lose the baby fat in his face.
He's turning into the man that
he's
we know
starting
today.
To yeah. look like the Cameron we interviewed. I was like, oh, okay. I'm starting to see it.
Then we are at Kellen's house, and he's asking his parents which side the tassel on the graduation cap needs to go. And I was like, we had this exact same conversation. I think it was with Lo in season mm-hmm. one. Is that right?
Lauren.
Was it Lauren?
Is it?
Because she was doing the L. Or, well, Jessica had that too.
Yeah.
In season two.
It was one of them, but they.
Why do I feel like it was Lo? It wasn't.
I think you're right. It was Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
know
Lauren,
why. Maybe Lo was there for the conversation or something. I don't know. His mom asks if he's nervous and he nods yes. His dad asks who's coming over and he says, Matt, Derek, and Nick W. are stopping by. And his dad says, well, before all your friends are here, you might like something like that. And he pulls out a Apple laptop and he surprises Kellen. Next, we are at Alex's house. And the first thing I have to say is, wow, that Alex cut all of his hair off. What did you guys think of this look on him?
I know he buzzed his head. Yeah. I mean, I do like him with hair, mm-hmm. but...
I think he looks cuter.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't think he looks ugly. I think he's still cute. But I just, I think I'm so used to him with hair that I was like, whoa, but he's still cute.
It was shocking to me. I was not expecting that.
Liz was shocked.
The lack of hair.
Did you like it? No.
Not really.
But you guys, do you really think he's like... the business, like, you guys think he's it, like, you think he's really cute?
No, I don't.
Yes,
no, Adrian does.
Adrian does.
Are you serious? You look at him and you don't think he's like very cute?
No,
he's cute.
He's like,
he's fine.
Very cute. Yeah, he's like cute guy in high school for
yes.
sure. But like
cutest guy on the show. Like,
no.
Guy that ever lived.
I don't know.
No.
Okay, not cutest guy that ever lived, but I definitely think he was like. The cutest on the show.
I think Kellen's cuter.
I think Kellen's cuter too.
Interesting. How about Cameron?
I think
on
Cameron's
the show?
Cute now.
I know. So, on the show, he just had a lot of like baby face.
Yeah.
And I think once he lost some of that, it's like, oh, okay, I can see like the shape, the form.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The hot form that you're taking. I can see the vision.
I wonder what Alex looks like today. I know we like tried to like find him because we wanted to interview him, of course, but like we never got like, you know, more than like just a photo. Picture or something.
Like,
but
you guys don't know the work that we did for you to get some interviews.
Seriously.
I tried really hard, you guys.
And multiple avenues.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And season three, really, they really wanted to stay in oblivion.
Yeah.
And I have to respect that. But I did try for you guys. We all tried for you guys. I just want you to know. We did the hard work.
We also actually got someone to agree to come on the podcast that later backed out. But we'll save that for, like, our season recap at the very end. So
we'll tell you all about tune in. We'll tell you all about our hard work.
And how we celebrated. We were so excited. And then we, like, were so disappointed.
And you guys are going to be just as bummed as we are.
So we see Rocky coming in to greet Alex. And she jumps into his arms to give him a big hug. They kiss and hug for a moment, and then he sees the gift and asks, "What'd you bring me?" And in Rocky's baby voice, she says, "A present for my graduation, boy." And he asks if he can open it. I know. He asks if he can open it now, and she says yes. And he's really excited about the iPod, and he thanks her, and they hug some more. Rocky tells him to put on his robe, and he says, "This is dress, you mean?" And Rocky tells him, "If anyone could pull off a dress, it would be you." And he puts the robe on and the cap on, and she tells him that he looks so much older.
Okay, I'm just going to say it now. Rocky's outfit is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
No, I wrote that it was cute.
Did you see her note?
I wrote that it was so cute.
Okay, we're going to pull it.
Okay, yes.
I
like it. We're
going to
pull it. The denim and like the, no, I was, I was,
oh my gosh.
I mean, I love you and maybe it would look cute on you. But I was just like, oh, girl. Sometimes Rocky is really hit or miss for me.
Yeah, she's either we love it or we, like, hate
it. She either looks amazing or terrible. There's no in between. Yeah.
I didn't note it, so I'm going to go back and take a look after we finish today because, there's two very different sides here.
Yeah.
I'm curious of what Adrian thinks, too.
Me, too.
Let me just tell you what I thought about this scene. I put... she jumps on him and it's so cute. They look really happy together. He's so happy with the iPod. It's so cute. He's so cute. That's all. That's all I took away.
Next, we are back at Kellen's house and Derek is there. Derek says he can't believe school is over and how it feels like seventh grade was yesterday. We then see Nick W., Chase, and Cameron arrive. Cameron tries on Derek's robe and says he doesn't want to throw it on for another year, if even then. Derek says he actually wishes he could go another year and that he already misses it. And then Kendra and Cammy arrive, and I paused on the moment when Cammy was literally, like, entering, like, walking through the door, and it looked like her boobs were about to fall out of her dress. Like, oh my gosh, like, I should have took a picture of when I paused it, because it was, like, right on her nipple line. Where I was
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I am always so worried that Cammy's going to fall out of her top.
It was bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, ugh, Cammy girl.
Yeah. I thought that the dress was pretty, but
really pretty.
It was really, it looked really good on her.
It was like a brown taupe color. I don't know what style that is, besides it like being a strapless dress, but like it was very pretty.
Yeah, I don't know what the
style
would be.
I thought Kendra looked really good too. Her shorts and like top with heels looked really good on her.
So the girls come into the kitchen where the boys are, and they give them hugs and say how cute they all look, and then we see them walking out of the house to head to the graduation ceremony.
Was anyone annoyed by Kendra constantly talking about how she wanted to cry?
Oh my gosh. I get into that later, but that was like the weirdest little storyline with that.
Oh my God.
It was so annoying.
I don't know what it's called. It's not pick me behavior, but it's just like, I'm going to cry, you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God.
Pay attention to me.
Yes.
Pay attention to me.
Yes. Yeah.
The funniest part of this entire episode was them trying to make this fight between Cameron and Kendra at graduation seem like it was a really big deal.
Yeah.
When in reality, it was like a 2-second conversation.
It was a tiff.
And then it just kept getting brought up again and again, though. It was so silly.
And it's the last episode. Why are you trying to make this a thing?
Exactly.
It was so weird.
So we're then at the graduation ceremony, and we get a montage of everyone in their cap and gowns, the crowd clapping, and Kendra and Cammy are like screaming for all the boys. One of the students starts giving a speech, and we see Kendra, Cammy, and Cameron sitting together. Kendra asks Cameron if he's ready to cry, and he says, as if. Kendra tells Cameron that he better stand the fuck up, and Cameron says he actually chills with these people and asks her when's the last time she did. And she says, last weekend, and he says, maybe 5 times in a year. Come on, honestly, I'm going to cheer for these people, obviously.
And he's offended, like he's mad offended.
He is. He got pissed, yeah. Cameron says, don't even tell me to cheer for them. And Kendra tells him she never said to cheer. She said to stand up.
I was just like, why are they trying to make this happen?
Yeah.
In any capacity? It was so strange. But I kind of enjoyed Cameron calling Kendra out on not hanging out with them all year.
Me too.
Yeah, I love that.
I was like, that's kind of accurate, though.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice Chase was also in the audience? And I was kind of surprised because, like,
oh, I didn't notice that.
It's hard to tell who's a junior, who's a senior in season three, but I did note that he wasn't graduating.
Oh, I thought he was.
A junior. Maybe he just didn't walk.
Oh, see, I thought maybe he just, like, went off with the band and decided to do that instead. Because, like,
yeah,
he was in the audience.
So the graduation ceremony ends, and we get a montage of the caps being thrown and everyone hugging. And it looks like most of the girls did end up crying. And thank God Cameron made sure to stand up and cheer at the end.
Thank God.
Well, I mean, he's right. Those are his friends that I'm sure he had, like, sleepovers with growing up. You know what I mean? Like, of course he's going to stand up and clap for them. Like, I swear to God, Cameron, you better stand up. Like,
yeah, what the heck?
Who are you?
You don't even know them.
I know. Yeah. Like, it was weird. It was like she wanted to, like, claim them.
Yes.
Yeah.
In some weird way. And I was like, I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
I did feel like, though, this graduation compared to seasons one and two, it's like it was not as sentimental because, mm-mm, like, half the cast isn't even graduating. And, like, we didn't really feel a connection with this cast as much as we did with seasons one and two.
Exactly.
But it wasn't, like, sad. Like, I didn't feel sad, mm-mm, watching this graduation.
You know what I think they did a really good job of in season one was setting up the juniors and the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because season one was very much,
it was
like,
very
about
clear.
The seniors.
Yeah.
But the juniors were, like, in the background.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, other than Kristen. Like, she was kind of more in the forefront. But you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, she was still kind of in the background.
Right.
She still had junior friends.
Yes.
So it was like, I don't know, it was just very well defined in season one, and season three really wasn't. So I think that was part of it. And like, so when we see the season one cast graduate, it is emotional, mm-hmm, and then it is like a big deal. We're like, oh my God, Kristen and Jessica, they're gonna be, you know, them next year. Like,
no, it's true. For season one and two, it's the seniors who are leading the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they switched it up this time by making it a junior, and it just didn't feel like, who are we going to miss that graduated this year, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Kellen, who, like, said, like, 10 words.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know, Adrian, but you better stand up and cheer for
this. We're then at Derek's house, and Cameron is hanging out with him in the kitchen. Cameron asks how it feels to graduate, and Derek says he's so happy to be done. Cameron says he'd be so stoked, but Derek then says he kind of wishes he could do senior year over again. And Cameron asks why, and he says because it went by so fast. Derek then says to Cameron, so you didn't have any fun last night at all? But Cameron tells him he had a blast seeing them graduate and that it was really fun. He says he's not being sarcastic, and then
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Says Scratch getting into a fight with Kendra and Cammy, and Derek asks about what happened. Cameron tells Derek, first of all, she was trying to tell me, like, you better cheer when all of your friends graduate, and I'm just like, of course I'm going to cheer when my friends graduate. They're my friends. He says they were trying to tell him how to be and making comments about how they can't believe he wasn't crying. Cameron asks Derek if he's coming tonight, and Derek says yes. And Derek asks what the occasion is, and Cameron says it's just like a beginning of summer barbecue. Derek says, dope. And Cameron says, yeah, it's going to be sick. He says it's going to be a little weird, though, because he's supposed to be throwing the barbecue with Kendra, but whatever.
My one note is, I love how this is the pettiest fight we've seen all season, and it's between Cameron and Kendra.
And in the finale, yeah. Why?
It's very like brother-sister energy.
Yeah. So next we're at Rocky's house, and she's talking to her mom about how graduation was. Rocky says it was a little weird, and it got her all amped to graduate, and her mom asks if she got emotional like a wedding does, and Rocky says yeah, and that she almost cried. Her mom then says, so now he's off and running, about Alex, and Rocky says it's bittersweet because she's really happy for him that he graduated, but where does that leave her? Her mom asks if they're going to try to maintain a relationship, and Rocky says she doesn't know. She says, even if he does decide to stay together with me, he's in college, you know, college boys party, and her mom says, meet college girls. Her mom asks if she's afraid, and she nods yes, and Rocky says there's no point to be together through summer if he's just going to end it. And her mom asks if she's afraid that he might want to end it, and Rocky nods and says, now. And then Rocky's mom says that she knows she's worried, and she doesn't want to see Rocky's heart get broken. And Rocky says, again, and then she's like starting to tear up. Rocky and her mom share a sad look, and then it holds on Rocky's face as we see a tear run down her cheek. But I noted that it kind of looked like it came out of her nose and went into her mouth. I was like, ew.
So it's nice that Rocky and her mom have these deep conversations.
Yeah.
So nice.
But also, I feel like her mom is, like, not a very big fan of Alex. So, like, she's not very, like, encouraging. But I do love that they have these deep conversations, because I wish I was able to talk to my mom like that. Like, mm-hmm. I just never was. Like, she was always my mom and not my friend.
Yeah.
So, like, so I never would have opened up like that to her about anyone. I liked watching that. And I did feel bad for Rocky. Like, it really sucks to have a boyfriend that's older than you, which we learned early from Steven and Kristen. I don't know. I feel like if it was my daughter, I would not encourage her to continue the relationship. Would you guys?
You know, I feel like I wouldn't want her to, but I actually really liked how her mom was handling this conversation by just like asking questions. And like, mm-hmm. you could tell that she wasn't happy. Like, you could tell she didn't like Alex, mm-hmm. but she wasn't like openly telling her no or judging her.
Saying, yes.
He's a piece and of shit. I feel like that's actually probably the better way.
The best way to handle it.
To go. Yeah.
You're so right.
Because if she did say anything bad in that way, Rocky would have just pulled back and not said anything mm-hmm. else about it. I feel like she would have just like, you know what I mean? Not opened up like that again.
And sometimes it messes with your head. Like, you have a feeling yourself, but then like other people's opinions, like, you know, cloud your judgment and stuff like that. And it just makes it more difficult.
So do you think you guys would handle it the same way? Or would you give your opinion?
I would try.
I don't think I could hold back my opinion.
Really?
I don't know. I don't have kids, so I don't know how I would really react. But I feel like when I have a daughter, I would want to be very just open and honest. Like, I will tell you my opinion. I'm not telling you how to live, but I'm going to tell you my opinion. And my opinion is that you probably shouldn't stay together because he's going to college, and college is a different experience than what you're going to be experiencing in high school. And I want you to live your high school experience to your best ability and not be worrying about what he's doing at college.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably fine to say, like, once.
Yes.
You know, but not push it all the time.
Sure. But, like, you know, put the little inkling in their brain, you know?
I think so.
Well, and I think it's important, like, if you do say things like that, to still let them know, though, of, like, I'm always going to be on your team and on your side, no matter what you choose. Because my mom told me that when I was a teenager and was dating like jerks, you know, and like, I don't know. But she's like, I remember her telling me that a few times, and it always stuck with me that she'd be like, no matter what you decide to do, I'm going to support you and I'm here for you, you know, like, so I think
I love that so much.
So important. Yeah.
That was just so important for me to hear growing up, and I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not that, like, I mean, my parents are great. My childhood was fantastic. I will never, like, speak badly about them. I just didn't have the same, I'm going to love you no matter what, that a lot of other kids had. Now, I think that they would,
mm-hmm.
Like, in hindsight, but it's just, like, you know, it would have been nice to hear.
It's different when you hear it come from them. Yeah.
Not to make this about race, but I'm, like, white people, man. I'm, like, this is the way to go.
I know. I literally, Jasmine and I watch all of these, like, sitcoms and stuff, and we watch these, like, heartwarming moments, and, like, I'm like, my mom would have just kicked my ass.
And you know what? Okay, it doesn't apply to everybody, but the fact that we have Rocky and her mom, Liz, you and your mom,
I know,
we've got data points, and Candace and I did not have this kind of relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I think we could say, we can conclude.
So we're then at Cameron's house where the barbecue is happening, and Kendra and Cammie are sitting at a table, and Kendra says, Cameron, don't fight with me like you did on graduation. I don't like that. Cameron says he's not stressing. He's cool. Kendra and Cameron start planning to make a toast and what they're going to say about the making of the slideshow for the guys that are graduating. Kendra says she's going to be bawling, and Cameron says, I'm not. Kendra then says, if you don't cry, I'm going to kill you. I will punch you so hard you'll start crying. It's sad, Cameron. Cameron says he went to lunch with these guys every single day, and he's the only junior friend that they have. And Kendra tells him, okay, so this is the time where you get sad. I was just like, what is her obsession with this right now? Like, please stop. It was so annoying.
Like, she just keeps wanting to be like, I'm so sad, you guys. Like, yeah. Everyone has to know I am the most sad.
Yeah.
Like, I have written, Kendra is so extra. It's sad, Cameron.
Oh, my God. Ugh. I'm so glad he got pissed off at her, though. Like, really.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. So they call everyone to go outside, and Cameron presents the slideshow that he and Kendra made for all the guys graduating. And we got a few glimpses of the slideshow, and I thought it was really cool what they did for him. It was like all their like childhood photos of all them hanging out and stuff.
I thought so too.
And then also during this entire scene, and even at the end, we never saw Kendra cry. So what the heck? I was like waiting for it. Like, are we going to get the scene of her like bawling her eyes out? And I never saw it.
It was really cute seeing pictures of like Kellen and Cameron growing up.
It was super cute.
Like, that was cute. Like, I wish somebody had made a slideshow of that like with my friends. Yeah. That's super cute.
I know.
We did see Cedric in one of the photos in the pyramid pose. Oh my gosh.
Oh, did you?
I didn't notice that. Mm-hmm.
So he was in the mix, and I said, okay, their speech, like Cameron and Kendra's, was like a little bit of a flop. I don't even They said like two lines and then that was it. But it's funny, if you notice, Lexi doesn't even come to these parties.
No,
you're right. They're all in the same group, and she's like a popular girl, like a pretty girl that everyone likes, but like she doesn't hang out with these people.
Brianna wasn't there either, huh?
No, you're right.
Yeah,
fake friends.
Fake friends.
So next we are with Cameron and Kellen at the beach, and Cameron asks Kellen if he's nervous to go to college. Kellen says he's worried about failing out of college, and Cameron says, yeah, that's something to be worried about. Kellen says that San Diego is crazy, and Cameron says he thinks it's gnarly too. He then says he's going to be working a lot, though, with the band, and Cameron asks if he's going to come home a lot. Kellen says he'll be in LA a ton, so he probably won't come home for more than a few hours until Thanksgiving. Cameron says it's weird because he's going to have to make all new friends, and Kellen says that in college, everybody's in the same situation. Kellen says he's talked to his roommate and that he's pretty cool, but hopefully he obeys the sock on the door rule, and they both laugh about that. And they talk about what an amazing crew of friends they had, and Cameron wonders how he's going to match last year because he treated his junior year like it was his senior year.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Kellen tells Cameron that his senior year is going to be his best year.
I love seeing boys be anxious about college because they always play it cool. But college is so scary, especially leaving everything you know and love behind at only 18 years old. Like, college is really
super scary.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going far. Like, I was too much of a baby to go more than, like, 5 minutes from my house. My college was, like, a 10-minute drive from my house that I grew up in. Like, you know? So, people who, like, went away at 18, I'm like, because I could never. I needed to go home to my mommy. I fully admit it. I needed to go home to my mommy. I needed her to help me go to the bookstore and get my books. And I needed her to help me pick what classes I was going to take because I was stressed because I didn't know what to pick. And I was not ready. I was not ready at 18 years old to leave my mommy.
Well, and I think that's okay. And a lot of people like feel so pressured to like go away and leave. And I feel like that needs to be more like normalized, you know? And I feel like it is more nowadays of like, it's go to community college for a few years, you know?
It is okay to go to community college if you don't know what you want to do.
Exactly.
College is not for everybody.
Yep.
And why waste money at a four-year university if you don't know what you want to do yet? I would have been wasting money. Like, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I had no idea what I was doing. I was taking random classes. Like, I had no guidance. It's okay to take some time and figure it out. You're only 18.
And no one, I feel like when you're, like, older, no one looks back at their time being like, I wasted those years, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So we're back to Rocky's house, and Rocky tells her mom that she talked to Brianna today, and her mom is shocked. Rocky pulls a piece of paper out of her purse and says that she gave her a letter. And her mom asks, good? And Rocky says, yeah, it's just gnarly. We haven't been able to communicate in so long, and now all of a sudden there's this mature Brianna who just wrote me a full emotional letter. Rocky starts to read the letter, and what Rocky reads is, I didn't know exactly how to start this letter, but I guess I did. I realize now the way I acted was so immature and I did not mean to hurt your feelings in any way. I just want to tell you that I'm so sorry. I'm sure the last thing you want to do right now is give me another chance to be a better friend, but I would really love one. I also want you to know that I have absolutely no problem with you being friends with Tessa because I would not want you to be put in that position to choose again. I love you so much and I hope this letter was helpful. Even if you don't want to be friends, I just wanted you to know how I was feeling.
That's so sweet.
Okay. I was really suspicious about this. I'm so excited to tell you guys this. I was like, that letter was like a full page. And like what she read just did not sound like it was like a full page. So there was a shot where the camera was on the letter. So I paused it and I was able to read what it actually said.
I love you for doing the Lord's work.
So the whole beginning of the letter actually said this. It said, I didn't know exactly how to start this letter, but I just did. I have been thinking a lot about you lately, especially since I watched the episode of You and I. I never realized or understood what truly happened between us until I watched that and I saw the way I was around you. I didn't remember ignoring you that day at my party. I was really, and then the letter like cut off from there. So I'm assuming
interesting.
Right? So that means like she was watching it.
Yes.
While they were still filming. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
well,
I went,
they would have sent them like VHS. The VHS tapes. Mm-hmm.
So I went back and I looked at like when the episodes aired, and Brianna's party where she ignored Rocky was in episode 4, which aired on September 6th. And this episode aired on November 15th. So sometime between September and November was when this letter was actually written. So,
wait, what do you mean?
Like I went and looked on like when MTV aired the episodes on TV because she had to have watched it, right? Unless they got like early access to it. You know what I mean?
I think they got early access.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they would only, but not too early. They would send them these episodes like a couple of days before they would air.
Right. So that's.
So I see what you mean.
And that's why I was like, okay, so it had to have happened sometime in this zone, right?
Yeah.
But like, does that mean that this would have been the time where they went to college?
I guess. That's why I was like, I wonder if this was filmed like after other events. You know what I mean? Like
they could have just pieced this in somewhere.
Yeah.
And this didn't happen like in this story.
In this order.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. But I couldn't believe that she like watched it. Like that she was able to watch it. You know, like that was so interesting.
I think it's really cool that she saw herself and said, oh my God, I'm such a bitch.
Yep.
Yeah. It's
very
and, like,
mature.
You know, and apologized about it.
I think that's what's really great about reality TV sometimes is that you can watch yourself and you can change your behavior. Like, I wish that I had access to that sometimes. And sometimes I'm like, But then, you know, and you just learn a lot about yourself from watching from the outside.
Yes.
And so I found that really interesting and very mature and very nice of her to write that letter because
so
she could have
just
been like,
yeah.
You know? So I thought that that was really, I don't know, that was cool. That was cool. And I liked hearing the actual letter with the extra stuff in it.
Yeah.
And I loved Rocky's tank top and hair in this.
Oh movie. My gosh. She looks so cute.
So pretty. So her beaded necklace. It looked very Elsie.
Yes. She's been doing the Elsie look lately.
Yes.
Yep.
I thought that letter was uncharacteristically mature of Brianna, but just very nice.
Do you guys think that you would be able to do that in high school?
No.
I think I would have.
I didn't have the emotional capacity to do that.
Me neither. I think I would have been too embarrassed and, like, I would be too scared to say anything, to, like, get that vulnerable, basically, because, like, it was just too much.
Now, absolutely, 100%. Yeah. I'd probably just say it to their face or text them, whatever. But, you know, in high school, I would have fought to the death that she deserved it. And she's
oh, my God. Okay. I would have just ignored it and pretended it didn't happen. But I don't think I would fight.
I couldn't be wrong in high school. I was like, what?
So after reading the letter, Rocky and her mom hug, and her mom says that she's so happy for her. Her mom says that she should call her, and Rocky asks, how do you think Tess is going to react? And her mom says, if Tessa loves you, then she will be happy for you. And Rocky says, it sounds so simple.
I want a white mom like this, man. Oh, my God.
So next we are at Chase's house with him and Tessa. Tessa got bangs, and I thought they looked really cute on her.
I said, Tessa cut her bangs different, and I'm not sure if I like it or not.
I liked it,
I liked it.
Chase says he's freaking out right now, and she asks him why. He says he just got an intense call from the managers, and they told him to pack big for LA, like a month. He says he doesn't know what to tell his mom because school is starting soon, and Tessa asks if he asked his manager for more information. Shay says, no, I don't really question him. This is my dream. Let's go live it. Tessa asks if he knows when he's coming back, and he shakes his head no. And Tessa asks, when you become a big rock star, are you going to hang out with me? And he says, of course. And Tessa whispers, yeah. And he's... says he's so excited. Tessa says she's really happy for him, but she's not going to see him anymore. And Chase says, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he seems really broken up about it.
Yeah, I know. You know, when she talks to him, she literally sounds like a mouse. Because she's always just like, hi, why, what do you mean? Of course. Oh my God.
He's like, I'm freaking out right now. She's like, why?
Yeah. This is a fake relationship too, right? Like,
it has to be. Say,
they don't hang out in front of other people. He didn't ask her to prom. He didn't ask her to winter formal. Like, it's not like she had a boyfriend at the time.
I think they were really close friends at one point. And she had mentioned that to a producer. Yeah. And then they were like, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Like, they were in class together, and they sat next to each other and talked, and then she was like, oh, yeah, my really good friend, Chase.
No, she says, like, he was the only one who visited her when came she to the had hospital. Her. Yeah.
Oh.
So I think they were close during that, and then he was kind of like, I'm a huge rock star.
Yeah. The band is calling. I have to go.
What's his band? Oh, Open Air Stereo. Or you could tell people you knew me when.
We then see Brianna's house and Rocky walking down the steps to the door. Kathy, Brianna's mom, gives Rocky a big hug, and she's very excited to see her. Rocky goes to Brianna's room and they hug, and they sit on her bed, and she tells Rocky that she's felt really bad about everything that's happened this year. She brings up her pool party and says she was really busy and didn't pay any attention to Rocky. She says she figured that it couldn't hurt to write the note to see if Rocky would respond, but she was hoping that she would respond, and she did. Brianna says she's way better on paper than she is speaking, and Rocky says, it's the start of a new year. Let's get rid of that year and all the bad memories. And Rocky tells Brianna, we can do this. And Brianna says she thinks it will work this time, hopefully. They hug and they tell each other, I miss you. And Brianna then asks, what do you think Tessa will think of all this? And we see a very worried look on Rocky's face.
Okay, I'm kind of sad we didn't get the rest of the Brianna and Rocky story in season 4.
I am too. Yes.
It could have been interesting to watch them navigate a new friendship and navigate Tessa.
Yeah.
And I just was like bummed, honestly, from this scene that we didn't get a season 4.
And if your timeline is between that September, November, it means that they were filming for season 4. Like, I feel like this is season 4 material.
That's what I think too. Such a bummer. Yeah.
And did you guys feel like Brianna's room always looks very young in comparison to like Elsie's room? Always felt very like chic and grown up.
You're such a hater, Candace.
No, I'm not. I'm genuinely like, I don't know. She had like these like, I mean, her bed was like this big like iron wrought bed and like, you know, like she had the like these just classic things in her room. And then you go to Brianna and she's got like a diva sign, you know.
I remember
and
there's the diva sign, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. I have shit like that. But yeah. It's just the comparison, you know what I mean? And it's like lavender, like wall paint, you know, like that was what my room looked like. But I don't expect that of a Laguna Beach girl. I literally have a princess sign like up right now in my room. Like I'm not judging anybody.
So next we are with Rocky at Alex's house and she asks Alex if he wants the good news or the bad news. I put in here that Rocky looks really cute again with the side braid and Alex's hair is all grown back. So
continuity.
Yep. Alex tells her he wants the good news first and she tells him about her and Brianna trying to be friends again. But she says she doesn't see how that's going to happen without pissing Tessa off. Alex says he doesn't think it's going to affect Tessa, and Rocky says that this is why she and Brianna haven't been friends. She doesn't know what Tessa is going to do, and that's why this is the bad news. Rocky says, "I'm not allowed to have two friends, remember?" And Alex says, "Who said that?" Alex says he thinks they should all sit down and talk about it, but she says it's not as easy as it sounds because they've already tried this. Alex asks her, "Don't you believe in giving second chances? You gave me one." And Rocky says she believes in giving second chances, but it's Tessa that she's worried about. Alex says he has so much to pack, and Rocky says, "You could pack me," and he asks her how she feels about that. She says she's excited for him, and he asks if she's sure because she looks nervous, and she says, "There's lots of girls up in college," and he says, "No, you're not thinking that, right?" But she says, "Yeah." Poor Rocky.
I know.
Just dealing with a lot.
I will say, though, okay, I think Tessa is extra, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't blame her for being annoyed.
Agreed.
Because this is, like, the 40th time they've tried to be friends, and Brianna clearly doesn't like her.
Agreed.
So, like, yeah. I think the way she goes about it is kind of not cute. But I don't blame her for being, like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I do think, though, Alex was being so sweet in the scene when Rocky was, like, telling him about how, like, concerned she was. Because, like, he, like, was, like, you know, listening to her, giving her comfort. And he even, like, rubbed her arm at one point. And I was just like, oh, my God.
He was really sweet to her. Sweet. Yes, he was.
I feel like he looks – anytime she talks about him, like, leaving for college, he almost has, like, a constipated look on his face as if, like, he doesn't want to, like, talk about it. But I do wonder what he was thinking about. Like, was he, like, we're going to break up and I'm just going to have fun? Or did he actually want to be with her?
Do we know where he was going to college? Do they ever say, like, how far away he's going to be?
No.
I didn't think so. Just, like, I wonder if he was, you know, within driving distance or not.
Like, even if he was in within driving distance, like, still, like, so
when
many
you're in high school and meeting. Stuff, and you're in college, yeah, like, that's not gonna happen. Yeah. So then we are at Kellen's house, and he's packing up for college. Cameron comes into the house and helps take some of his stuff to the car, and Cameron asks Kellen's mom, Candace, how she feels about all of this. And Kellen says that she's going with him. She jokes that she's going to college again, but then says, no, she's only going to help him move in. Cameron and Kellen give each other a goodbye hug, and Cameron tells him that he'll come see him and mess his apartment up. We then see Kellen and his mom hit the road to San Diego as Cameron walks away by himself.
Cameron was definitely trying not to cry, and it was really sweet.
And Kellen had no emotion. Did think it was funny that, like, Cameron's literally walking home. And then I re-listened to our interview with him, and he said that they grew up next door to each other. So he literally did walk right next door.
Walk home. Yeah.
Very sweet.
Then we see Cameron sit down to make a phone call, and surprise, he's calling Jessica. I didn't think we'd get to see her again at all this season.
I didn't either.
So I was really excited. Yeah. And Cameron asks if she wants to meet up at the beach later, and she says yes. So that's exciting.
And she looks like season two Jessica. Like, her hair is long again. It's, like, back to the color it was, like, in season two. And she looks good.
She always looks good.
We're then at Rocky's house, and she's telling Tessa that she and Brianna are working on their friendship. Tessa does not look happy about this and says, "Someone who hates me." Rocky says she doesn't think she hates Tessa, and Tessa does not agree with that. Rocky says Brianna isn't someone who hates people, but she'll have dislikes. Dislike to the point where she doesn't even want to talk to you.
I like how Rocky's like, I know, Rocky's like trying to make her not sound like a bitch and makes her sound more like a bitch. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
She's just proven her point even more. I
know. Again, I get why Tessa is upset, but she's so extra about it. Like, chill, girl. It's okay. Like, if it was me, I would be upset, but I'd be like, okay, like, whoever you want to be friends with, but I'm not going to be friends with them, you know? Like, she's just like, someone who hates me.
I know.
like, she's a little mean about it, but, like, I do get it. Like, I don't want to, like, trash her, though. Because...
Because I'm sure Brianna had, like, tons of nasty things to say about her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yes.
And it does, I mean, I've been in this situation. It does sting.
Yeah.
Like, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it stings when your friend, like, wants to be friends with somebody who literally your is best an asshole friend. To you. Yeah. Like, again, you can't hold people back. But I get it. Yeah. I get it. It is a really, it's a hard thing to navigate.
So Rocky says it's not a hate thing. She's just not a very talkative person. Tessa says she's heard Brianna say the words, "I hate Tessa."
That was funny.
Oh my gosh.
I've literally heard her say, "I hate Tessa."
Rocky again says she doesn't think she hates Tessa, and Tessa says, "Whatever, I don't like her much either. She's never been very nice to me, so I'm not even going to go there." Rocky says she's having lunch with her tomorrow, and Tessa just, like, silently nods and goes, "Hmm."
Okay, it is funny because
I know
she's like, "Whatever, I'm not even going to go there," and Rocky's like, "I'm having lunch with her tomorrow." <know. laughs>
Like, got anything else to tell me? Like,
exactly.
Vacation together.
Like, honestly, what is Tessa supposed to say? Like,
true.
Yeah. I literally just heard, I have heard her say, "I hate Tessa." Well, I'm going to lunch with her tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So.
She doesn't hate you. She just dislikes you to the point where she doesn't want to talk to you.
But hate is, like, such a strong word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rocky asks if she's bummed, and Tessa just whispers, "Whatever." And then we get two very wild lines as Tessa is walking away. We hear Rocky's voice say, "Are you just going to leave?" And Tessa's voice says, "I don't know what else to say. I'll see you later." Those, oh my gosh, those were such very wild lines. Yeah.
Oh, I did not really catch that. I did.
I caught it.
Ooh.
Proud of me.
So next we see Cameron and Jessica taking a walk on a cliff overlooking the beach. They sit down on a blanket and Jessica asks what he and Kellen did that morning. Cameron tells her how he helped him pack up his car and then says it all feels weird and that he's really going to miss all the guys. He says he feels like he'll never find a group of friends the same as they were, and Jessica says, "You probably won't."
I think she's bitter about her own experience.
Yeah,
you're right. All of her friends are gone.
That's true, yeah. Cameron says he feels like everyone's moving on with their lives and he's just stuck on pause. He's going on about how all his friends are going on to bigger and better things like college, and Jessica tells him, "So will you in a year." And Cameron jokes that it's not all bad and that Jessica didn't get to leave either.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Feeling really good about that.
I know. He tells her she's one of his best friends and talks about how usually when you're not together with a person anymore, it's awkward and you don't want to be around them. And she says, "It was fun though." And Cameron says, "I don't know. History repeats itself." And Jessica smiles at him, but then says, "Not in our case." Just shut him down.
I love her.
He asks if she ever thought she'd turn into his girlfriend, and she shakes her head no. Cameron apologizes to her and says he's sorry that he was the wrong boy.
I am so proud of Jessica.
Yeah.
She's grown.
Yes.
She said straight up, "Nope, not going back."
She's not even tempted. Like, no. And he's trying. He's trying so hard.
So hard.
I was so proud of her. She has really grown. That is character growth, my friends. I was so proud of her because I expected her to be flirty like she always is, you know?
Yes.
And she was just like, No, we're friends.
Not happening.
She must be like, I don't know, maybe seeing some other guy or like something must have turned her completely off of like Cameron to only seeing him as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
She might have started seeing her current husband now because I think she said.
I actually looked that up. No, but she got married to him like quite a few years later. So I don't know how long they dated before they got married, but I don't think it was.
Okay. Yeah. I just remember they were really young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they met.
Yeah. I just remember her saying it was like right after she was like waitressing and stuff.
That conversation of him going like, I'm sorry. And then she goes, why are you sorry? It's so reminiscent of Kristen and Steven in San Francisco sitting on that park bench.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
And you know, he's acting like so annoying, being like, why are you sorry? But we all know he wanted her so bad. Yeah, there's like flashbacks to like when they're doing these things in season three that I'm like, we have seen this before.
Mm-hmm. Liz, you have to say your note.
Oh yeah, I wrote, poor Cameron, all his friends leave and Jessica doesn't want to get back together with him.
Poor Cameron.
He was like so sad, but it's like, you know, he would not have met up with Jessica like that if his friends weren't all leaving and he was feeling like alone. That's true. You know,
that's true.
Immediately so. Kellen leaves and he's like, hey Jess,
I need someone to comfort me.
I'm just so bummed about being a junior.
You're my best friend.
And she's like, I'm literally 5 minutes from getting married, but it's fine.
Yeah. Then we are with Cameron at Chase's house as he's packing everything up to leave that day. Cameron asks him how long he'll be gone for, and he says anywhere from weeks to months. Chase asks Cameron what's going on with his lady situation, and Cameron says he's hanging out with old girls he used to hook up with. Cameron says he'll settle down with a girlfriend once he meets someone where he feels so lucky to be with this chick. And Chase agrees and says that now they're learning to only commit when you know it's worth it.
And it's funny because Cameron told us that in his senior year, he did have a serious girlfriend.
That's right. Yeah.
So he really did find that one to settle down with.
Chase says he has to get going and asks Cameron if he should take his skimboard with him in case he gets to go to Venice Beach or something. Cameron says yes, and that then he'd be able to brag to the girls, hey, I'm from Laguna Beach and I skimboard. As Cameron is saying goodbye to Chase, he asks if he's called Tessa yet, and Chase goes, oh, and he says he'll give her a ring. As Cameron is walking to his car, Chase says, see you in a decade.
Okay, but he fully forgot to call Tessa to come say goodbye.
I know, that was so funny. He's like,
That's embarrassing. So again, for Tessa.
Not friends.
It was fake. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Did you call Tessa? Oh no. Did it?
We're then at the St. Regis Hotel where Kendra, Cammie, Tara, Candace, and Lexi are all having lunch. They're talking about how quickly senior year is going to fly by, and they're all both excited and scared. And there was this really funny moment where Tara says, it's not scary, it's just such a big change. And Lexi says, I'm kind of scared. You aren't scared at all? And then Tara says, no, I'm scared. And yeah. There's like this awkward pause. And Lexi was like doing the stank face. It was so funny. Lexi starts telling them that Brianna came over to her house, and one of the girls goes, ew, as she says this. She tells them that Brianna and Rocky are going to try and be friends again, and Cammie says that she hates Tessa, and one of the girls asks why. Tara says it's because Tessa is so full of herself, and she doesn't give anyone the time of day at school. Cammie says she doesn't care enough to talk about them anymore, and they're so, like, gagging noise.
Okay, LOL at Cammie pretending to vomit. That was funny. But I fully believe that Tessa is standoffish at school.
I believe that too.
I believe that too. Yep.
I fully believe that.
Yeah.
I think Tessa thinks she's better than everyone.
Okay. People do give off that vibe. And I actually, so I deeply dislike that as well. But the more and more I like talk to people, sometimes they do that because they like are awkward themselves or like super shy, that it just kind of like gives off that feeling that they don't want to talk to anyone. And if she's giving off that feeling because they hate her, I kind of get it. You know, it's funny that Cammie says she doesn't want to talk about them. Puke. She says they only have to talk about them for one more year. And then I laugh so effing hard because here we are 15 years later and they're still getting questions about Tessa and Rocky.
I know.
Because of this damn show.
we're then at the beach with Alex and Rocky, and I thought Rocky looked super pretty in this color. She's wearing like a...
I know. Rocky is in a long pink salmon sweater. Ugly AF.
Oh my gosh.
No. And I'm like, gosh. And sitting in the sand in white pants? What is she doing?
Pull it.
I don't know why. I thought Rocky looked so pretty in every scene this episode. Yeah. Pull it, please.
Yes.
It was like a very long sleeve sweater, but it only was like long on the one side. And it was like a bright coral color. I thought it was cute. I don't know. Wait. And they were at the beach, so it was like magical, you know.
Candace, did you remember this one?
I did. I just think that she wears the weirdest things to the beach. Her beach outfits are so bizarre. Who wears a blue velour jumpsuit to the beach? Who wears a full-on cardigan sweater to the beach? Like, it's just odd.
So Rocky and Alex hug before sitting down on the sand, and they start talking about their relationship, and she asks him what he wants to do since he's going away to college. She says she knew this was going to happen and that this year has really put them to the test. And Rocky says, if you decide you want to stay with me, going to college doesn't scare me, but I wasn't sure you wanted to stay with me. Alex asks if she wants to stay together for that long and brings up that she still has another year of high school to go through. She nods her head yes, and he asks, you do? Are you sure? And she nods yes again, and he says, okay, that makes me happy. He tells her he still wants to keep their relationship going and that she doesn't have to worry at all. Alex randomly tells her that he likes her hand, and then after a long pause says he has something he wanted to give her before he goes. He then pulls a ring out of his pocket for her, and Rocky looks surprised by this and puts the ring, of course, on her wedding ring finger.
She acts like it's an engagement ring.
The ring was so ugly. It was the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And she, like, acted like it was, like, a diamond.
Okay, but in high school, if your boyfriend gave you a ring, you would act this way, too.
Not that ring. Not that ring. I'd be like, you can return this for a really good price. They'll still give you half off.
So he tells her how good it looks on her hand, and she says that she loves it. He says, so you don't forget me. And Rocky says, I'll never forget you. They kiss and hug as the sun starts setting over the beach.
So romantic. Cute. I was a little confused, though, because his reaction to her asking if, like, they wanted to stay together, he looked really, like, shocked that she said yes, as if he was hoping that she would say no. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was very much like, oh, I don't know what to say now, because, like, I thought you were going to say no.
But he gave her a ring.
But he had the ring in his pocket. Yeah.
That's why I was confused. I was like, yeah. But maybe he had that as just like a goodbye gift because he thought that she would say no and he just wanted to give it to her.
How would he possibly think that she would say no? That has not been her pattern.
I don't know, man. She looked hesitant to get together with him, though, in the beginning of summer. So, like, I really thought that she was going to say no, too. I did not expect Rocky to say yes. Wise old Rocky.
She's like obsessed with him.
Yeah, she's so wise.
No.
Why'd you say it like that? Who wouldn't be obsessed with him?
Oh my God, Aaron. I cannot with you.
We're then at Chase's house and he's calling Tessa. He leaves her a voicemail to say he's not going to be able to come over before he leaves and that he's calling to say goodbye.
You know how pissed I would be if that was supposed to be my best guy friend?
And it leaves her a message. Yeah.
I know.
He doesn't even catch her live. He leaves a message.
So, yeah, I was, like, so convinced that they were going to do something with that because he says goodbye to his mom and he's, like, taking his stuff out to his car. And I was like, that would have been the perfect opportunity for him to walk outside and she's, like, standing there, you know? It would have been very, like, Steven at the airport before and sort of thing.
And
you know?
Why couldn't they force her to film that? Like, what's going on?
I wish that would have happened, but obviously it didn't. He just got in his car and drove away, so...
You know, because Chase was never part of any storyline besides just, like, his band and then this, like, little thing with Tessa, I'm like, I wish he was never on the main cast. Like, he had no
same
reason being on the cast.
Agreed.
So the episode is coming to an end, and we get a lot of beautiful sunset shots of Laguna Beach. We see Kendra, Cammy, and the girls cheersing to their last year of high school starting, and we see Tessa walking alone on the beach, and Cameron is skateboarding by himself. Alex and Rocky are kissing on the beach, and he says they should go spend some time together. They get up and hug with the sunset behind them, and in our final scene, we see Chase driving and hear the voiceover of the message he left for Tessa. And we see her listening to it while she walks on the beach, and Tessa whispers, "Yeah," and crosses her arms. We get a shot of the waves, the city, Tessa looking out at the ocean, and as the show's fading out with the sunset, the final image we see is Cameron and his skateboard looking out into the sunset. And that's the end of Laguna Beach.
Oh my goodness, you guys. End of Laguna Beach.
You guys, that was such a weird last shot. Like, I felt like they were almost setting Cameron up to be the narrator of the next season. Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
It was very weird.
The only thing that I have was nothing happened that whole episode. They didn't even really make an attempt to set up season four.
They couldn't. Because, like, Tessa, as the main narrator, had no reason to go say goodbye to any of those boys. So it's like they had Cameron tie it all up by saying goodbye, by going to their houses and stuff like that. But it was just, like, weird.
It was so weird. And nothing happened. A lot of goodbyes. Yeah. Like, think about it. Nothing actually happened. And it was an hour and a 45-minute episode, and nothing happened.
Oh, well, Rocky and Alex decided to stay together because they're the perfect little couple. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I put in my notes that I thought the finale could have either been split into two episodes or just had a lot of scenes cut out of it for time, because I feel like there was just a lot of, like, random filler scenes. But yeah, I'm kind of sad that we didn't get a season four, because we didn't get to see, like, my questions I wrote were, do Rocky and Alex stay together? Are Rocky and Tessa still friends? Is Cameron able to make new guy friends to hang out with during senior year? Does Open Air Stereo hit it big and become the next big rock band?
Spoiler alert, but no.
They don't.
And what happened to Tyler and Kendra? I want to know.
Yeah. Is Tyler okay? Well, did you guys have a favorite outfit?
I liked Rocky's purple tank top in that one scene with the beaded necklace.
That's what I put. Yep, that was mine.
That was mine, too. And I put Cammy and Kendra's tennis outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, we've never all agreed on a favorite outfit before.
I know.
Yeah.
We did it! Last episode!
Now we just need to agree on, like, couples and...
Yeah.
What about favorite moments?
Mine was Brianna writing a mature letter. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was really nice. And yeah, I liked all the moments with Rocky and her mom, too.
I really liked, of course, Rocky and Alex being super cute together. but I just have to ignore the fact that they're going to break up, like, in 5 days when he goes off to college. But, you know, they're really cute together for what they were.
My favorite moment was when I paused on Brianna's letter and I read what she actually wrote. So
yes, that was not my favorite moment of the episode. That was our favorite moment from this episode of our podcast, of you pausing.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking now that I'm thinking about this episode? Do you guys think that Tessa and Rocky were, like, not really close right now? Because she had a lot of scenes with her mom that normally they would have set up with Tessa.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that. And if they filmed it, like, later on, like, months later.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Because the one scene they had together, they were, like, kind of, like, not happy with each other. And then even in that beginning scene, remember we said Tessa didn't say a thing?
Yeah. And Tessa, we know Tessa moves back in with her parents senior year.
Do we know that? Is that what happened?
Yeah, somebody... I think I read that on Reddit.
And maybe that's why they couldn't get her to film, like, the Chase stuff, too.
Maybe.
So I'm really glad we ended up recapping season three. I think it gave all of us a new appreciation for the whole season. And I can see now why it is some people's favorite season. And I do think it's unfortunate that MTV wasn't more prepared with their storylines or who the lead was. So even though the show's over, we will be having one more episode coming up for you guys. Next week, we will look back on the past year and a half and chat about our journey from starting the season one recap to where we are now. And then after the holidays in January, we have finally made it back to LC and we will start season one of The Hills. Woo! Can you believe it?
The start of all our dreams to moving to LA and working in like PR and fashion.
We're doing it.
We're going to be Teen Vogue interns.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to all three seasons, for those of you who have. That's impressive. And I know some of you have binge listened to our episodes, which is like insane.
Awesome.
That you're not sick of our voices. So thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Millennial TV. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a rating or a review. If you'd like to stay up to date and see extra content, you can follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Reddit, and Facebook under Millennial TV. You can also send us an email at millennialtv, that's millennial T-E-A-V, at gmail.com. We are your hosts, Liz, Candace, and Adrian, and we'll see you next week.